We're gonna pod so hard tonight, guys.
God, dude. I'm gonna pod all over your face.
My gosh.
Oh, no bit.
No, I didn't figure, you know, I'll just edit all this bullshit in. We don't need a bit every single time. You know what? I'm not just like some sponge you can just squeeze bits out of, Steve.
He's not a machine.
God, what is he? All like you gotta some do clown? Just
scroll down.
Am I just here to make you laugh?
Am I just here to amuse you?
You just gotta scroll down to the bit button, and then when it says watch ads, there you go. That's how you get more bits.
Okay, hold on. Here's my bit button.
Throwing shit on the coats.
Oh,
jeez. I'm waiting for us to one day just be like one of those things, those tweets that are going around. It's like, I had a bot watch, 100 episodes of something, and it wrote it the next episode. Like, I had to watch 100 episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and it wrote the next episode. And it's just, you read it, and it's hilarious. Guy sits in a Camaro. Yeah, this is Flavortown, USA. Let's roll. And then, he's like,
don't laugh, Baroque. Flavortown just moved in, not too far away from me at the local Harris Casino in downtown beautiful Chester, Pennsylvania.
I'm just saying, it's, you read that one. It's pretty
good. Like, donkey sauce.
Mustard's not your friend. No one's your friend. Don't be like. I mean, it's just like what?
What is this?
It's what? So funny because it makes no sense, but it's awesome.
Gunbay, what did you say? Did they have what?
Oh, do they have donkey sauce?
I don't know. We're not here to live out your sick fantasies.
Okay.
You should clip that. Use that. Do they have donkey sauce?
Oh, I will.
You ask me because I'm Mexican.
All right. All right. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team, episode 105, Dad Tales Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Holy moly, we can't.
You're probably wondering why I gathered you all here and had you download this podcast. It's for the giggles and the yuck yucks.
So, hey, I've actually done that in an elevator before. It was really crowded and like it's really crowded elevator, and like it starts going up, and you just turn like, I bet you're all wondering why I gathered you here. People will give you like a look like, buddy, what's going on here?
I'm going to be pressing that red stop button, like, okay, get me off.
That's like the time when I was out on a date with this girl, her roommate and her roommate's boyfriend, and we went to Chili's, and the line was, we were on like a 45-minute wait, and I walked up, and she was like, we went to get our table. And she's like, yeah, that's going to be a 45-minute wait. I go, how long's the wait for Mr. Washington? That's Baroque Reaper, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Baroque?
Having a good week, you know.
Yeah?
I survived it so far.
Cool.
So, why do cows weigh more in outer space?
I have no idea, Baroque. I haven't really figured that out yet.
Because they're a little meatier.
Oh my God.
I was expecting something about the moon, but you got me with meteor.
Why can't pigs be trusted?
I don't know why.
Because they squeal.
Mm-hmm.
You should have stuck with the moon one.
Yeah, the meteor was at least passable.
Incidentally, my favorite meal at Denny's is Moons Over My Hammy.
Ooh, cool. So,
yeah. Stu Gatso is here, ladies and gentlemen.
What's happening, buddy?
What's going on?
So, like, maybe, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, you had posted something online.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted.
It was like, does anybody else have notes like this in their phone? And it was like half completed notes.
Oh yeah.
So I actually went and took a look.
Show notes.
And I do have I'm not going to read out the bottom part because the bottom part is, these are ideas I've been workshopping with GamerStops.
It's my pin number.
But, but I do have a couple notes that I'm hoping that maybe the listeners can help me out because I don't really know what I was talking about here.
Right.
So my first note is snacks, but not too many. Lol. The fuck is that about? My next one, baby dick punch. So that was something that was gonna be good. I am sure of it. But that's it. Those are my notes.
And I found the notes that I posted. And I don't even know if I ever even talked about these on the show or what the fuck they were about. But one is athlete's foot of the butt. What even does that mean? And then I kind of can get behind this one a little bit. It says the colony spiders can smell your wiener.
I know what that's about.
That resonated with a lot of people, apparently, after I posted that.
I'm pretty sure that was something we were talking about, like, while playing in Crucible.
Yeah.
What if your guardian's female? Immune to colony spiders?
No.
No.
My guardian is female, and I die to that bullshit gun all the time.
They can smell wieners and boobies.
Oh, and boobies.
Yeah, true that. Ladies and gentlemen, filling in for one Boost KDV is a Xanafan 711 from Barely a Destiny Show.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Hey, I have a fun fact.
Oh, you do? Great. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
I love fun facts.
It's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland because they get lonely.
Really?
Oh. Son of a bitch.
That is pretty fun.
Kind of twisted asshole would only own one.
Right?
Yeah.
Ugh. Makes me sick.
But, like, what about three? There's, like, the other one, like, what's going on? Wheel? Like, am I, you know, these two are hooking up, but I'm not, you know.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I think guinea pigs play a little fast and loose with that
monotony. I think you're right. I had a few guinea pigs, and they were really slutty, so.
You had more than one. See, I only ever had one guinea pig, and it died, so.
There you go.
I mean.
Actually, I never had guinea pigs. I had hamsters. I had a hamster, and I came home from a long weekend, and he was frozen. So. Ooh. Yeah,
frozen.
It was unfortunate. He lived in a very nice hamster condominium. It was three
apparently
floors,
not. You three froze
floors.
Him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't freeze him like on purpose. You know, we just had.
You didn't like put him in the freezer. He just, you know.
I'm not a monster, but guys, we have some guests on the show tonight. Joining us from Just Some Guardians and Hoot Dog Radio, we have Elmer Fudd and Gunbait 101. What's going on, guys?
Oh, what's up, babies? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing
Thanks
great.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having yourselves here.
Glad to have myself anytime.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is going downhill quick.
Mm. We talk on Discord a lot. That's very true.
I like where this is going.
yeah, you too.
How are you guys tonight?
Fantastic.
Were you guys were wrapping up. Were you playing a little D&D earlier? Is that what I...
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we were doing.
Okay.
Yep. It was a nice 3-hour session of us traveling. let's see here. Vampires, satyrs,
All right.
And a little bit of a battle that we just left off with at the end, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay.
So
yeah, don't do that.
But Mr. Fudd may be able to explain that a little bit more.
We got to keep the people on the edge of their seats. Okay. People are really worried about our D&D session.
Yeah.
You got to wait until this all comes out of the hat.
Yeah, especially when it's like a 3-hour sesh. Then, you know, you don't want spoilers for that. But thanks so much for coming on, guys. First of all, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who came out to watch the Saint 14 stream yesterday. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Everybody that participated. And Baroque and I and Xanafan, well, it was a weird situation. I was pretty drunk at a party last night. And I looked down at my phone and I saw a message from Ben and he was like, "Hey, do you want to run VOG with us tonight?" I was like, "Fuck yeah." I think I was like, "Hold on a minute." And then I went and asked my wife, And she was like, sure. I was like, honey, it's for the kids. And, probably fully aware, because this was like early. This is like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm really on my way to being like pretty wasted. Like, there's a 50-50 shot of what, no, there's probably like a 30-70 shot of whether or not I'm actually going to make it to that stream. But I survived and managed to pull Baroque in. And so it was you, Steve, Ben, Dan, and Moonfold. And we had a blast last night and raised a little bit of money, and that was great.
Hell yeah. 600.
Yeah, 600.
That's amazing. Crazy.
That was pretty
good. Yeah, the message I got from Justin yesterday at 5:50, I'm also I'm drunk already and not sure how I'll raid, with a big laughing face.
He did better than me. I was dead for most of the raid.
Oh my god. You know, but it was for a good cause and very fun. And you know, who cares? We had a good time. You guys, Gunbait and Elmer, you guys participated in the stream as well. How did it go for you guys?
It was my first time actually being involved with a charity stream. Really? So I'm not what you would call a professional streamer by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. I do it pretty much for fun, and when I was asked to join up and help with the St. Jude's stream for St. 14 project, I was thrilled to jump in. But I jumped in with one of my clan members, J.K. Dino, and his son actually participated with us.
Oh, cool.
It was actually a really good event. He was so good. I believe he's 12 years old himself, but it was just a great experience. A ton of dad jokes. A lot of them actually better than the ones we just experienced tonight.
I do not doubt
that. I mean, that's a low bar, though.
Yeah. So.
But no,
it's a low blow, you bastard.
I took up an hour block right around 8 o'clock p.m. and I actually had a blast. I mean, now afterwards, I gotta say, my shirt was drenched. Like, I opened the door to my office here, and I just felt a rush of cold air come into the room. I'm just like, what is happening? You know, I realized there's air conditioning throughout the house, and just adrenaline filled me, and just chat was really active and really supportive, and it was just a fun time, and I was just really happy that I can be involved with that.
Yeah, and you guys were on like right after another, right?
Correct.
You were on right after them, right? Oh, that's cool. I wanted to watch some, but we just had a crazy busy day yesterday. And then I wanted to participate. I wanted to get Dad Tales in here to be at the beginning, but I guess I was kind of late to the party. I have so many Discords. I think I need to tone down the Discordage. And kind of, I think I missed the boat on signing up for anything. And once I got in there, it was all filled. And usually, I like us to be after 12. We're more of an after dark kind of group.
What?
So, I didn't want to go like, you know, I don't know. I think I may have asked you, was it you guys that we joined that I asked to join another time, Steve?
It was Potato Thumbs, I think, was the one that signed up.
I
muscled. And we all just kind of...
Yeah, we muscled in on their territory. And I felt bad. I didn't want to be like, hey, Steve, can we get down in yours?
That's what Moon did. That's how she... We only had five, and Moon
hit
me. She's like, what platform are you playing on? I'm like, PS4, you want to raid?
Yeah, that's how RNG got in with us. They're like, oh, hey, you have a slot. We want in. I was like, all right, come on in.
Yeah. Well, I'll know for next time, Steve. I'll just be like, we're playing with you, right? But
yeah, of course. That's what these whole things are about, is bringing the community together, you know?
For sure.
Not only that, you know, we were the power team last night, you know?
Oh, yeah. I started the stream, and people were like, that's a lot of stuff on your screen. I put all our logos on there.
I know. It looked like CNN, like circa, you know, 1993, with like all this shit running across the screen.
I just need a few more tickers going across. You know, man gets shot in the face in Destiny. Man gets hit with sticky nade, yells bullcrap.
Yeah, that's why I turned my camera off. I was like, there's way too much stuff to look at. Plus, like, I like to stream, but I always get like super insecure about like having like a gamer face. Mm. Just like when I play guitar, I start to go like this. If you're not, you can't see guitar right face. Now, listening audience, but like my lips go into like a butthole. It's like, yeah.
It's kind of like the movie The Rocker with the guy who played Dwight. I can't think of his name.
Oh yeah,
Rainn Wilson, and he's like he makes like the quintessential 70s drummer face whenever he plays. Like, I mean, the whole time, like for no reason, he's just making like the face like he's constipated or like someone just kicked him in the nuts. I mean, and it's just they switch out. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he's the gosh, he's the best. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
It's not very funny. Identity theft is a very serious crime.
Yeah.
Michael! Oh, very funny. I don't do that. Michael! I mean, that is like one of the best scenes.
Before we get in, I want to talk to you guys about your podcast, but I told Steve that I have a present for him earlier tonight.
Oh, I immediately got scared.
And I think this... this brings together so many things. There's no other way to describe it. I just have to play it.
Oh boy, what's going on now?
Shit's lit. Shit's lit. What's shit's lit? Okay, shit's lit. Shit's lit.
It's Jeff Goldblum saying shit's lit.
I know what that is.
Yeah,
dude,
shit's lit. It's just little shitlets.
Shit's lit. So I'm going to send that to you.
And might have to cut that in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole new intro. For Lit Lore. Yeah. What's better than Jeff Goldblum saying something is lit? All right. I got too excited about that. I apologize.
No, I'm always down for Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum just makes me excited no matter what he's doing.
He sure does.
Have you seen those pictures of him? He just got his Hollywood star or whatever, right? Or he was on a cover of some magazine.
I don't know.
Dude looks good.
Dude, he's always looked good.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to not look good.
He's been jacked since, like, minute one. Actually, yep. I mean, I don't know if he's been jacked, but he's been pretty, like, if you watch the original The Fly, well, not the original.
The Fly, yeah.
If you watch the original, he's not in that one because it came out probably before he was born. But if you watch the next two original one in, like, 1987 or so, like, Brendel Fly is fucking yoked. So, which I don't know if anybody has seen that movie before. It kind of freaked me out as a kid because he barfs on a donut and slurps it up because that's how flies eat. So,
it's been a while since I've seen that.
The whole dream thing.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Being pregnant, that whole thing just, that'll scar you.
But spoilers for The Fly.
Yeah. I was just about to watch it.
Sorry, oh, Dan.
It's literally next to my queue. Thanks a lot.
I actually really like it. But anyway, I digress. So Gunbait and Elmerd, you guys have two separate podcasts. But
indeed,
there's a reason why I wanted to have the both of you on together. And that's because I feel like there's a bit of a bromance going on here because you guys are on each other's podcast. I go on a PlayStation, and while I'm friends with both of you, we haven't played together yet, which we have to rectify that soon.
Yeah.
But I'll go on and I'll see the two of you playing together, and it's been more than once, and I'm like, I don't know, should I hit those guys up? Like, they seem like they're probably doing something together.
You
and
should always
I
do that.
I don't want to get in the middle or anything, but it's a great thing because it happens on on so many shows, and once you meet people online, especially like podcasting friends, like obviously, it's very incestuous, I think, in kind of our group of podcasts, Potato Thumbs and Amped and Frickin' Bads and all these other shows, but it's very cool and I'm glad that it happens. So you guys have two shows. What's your show about, Gunbait?
We are very active in the game of Destiny, and so primarily it is right. And being that Destiny is pretty good right now, we mainly focus on Destiny. If there's a lull period, we do venture out into other games. So the way I usually, if I were to advertise our show, we are mainly a Destiny focused podcast. with also general gaming in mind. Mm-hmm. But with the spirit of positivity and friendship involved, that's kind of our thing, is just basically being encouraging to each other, and basically our podcast just tries to represent that as much as possible. We share our accomplishments, our failures, and we just just share our weekly events week to week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's awesome. Yeah, it's a good show. I enjoy it. If you hadn't heard it, go check them out, as well as Elmer Fudd's podcast, Just Some Guardians. And you guys do a little Destiny too, but you kind of break things up a little bit, right?
Yeah, so we do Destiny content, you know, kind of latest things, what we've been doing in the game, mm-hmm. every other week. And then in between, we have what we call a nerd talk, where that's our time to just sit down and just discuss anything else going on in life, other games, movies, comic books, video games, whatever else is going on. And then we actually just recently started another show that goes in the feed. Originally, we were doing our D&D campaign recap during the regular podcast, and that was boring people. Sentinel Dead actually fell asleep on our show. And so we're like, all right, well, maybe we should do a separate thing. So that is, comes through the feed, too.
So. So funny. You know what? I saw a clip that you posted this week, and it really made me laugh. And it's something that I think every parent has probably experienced, or maybe... maybe it's just you and I that have experienced it, and that is your child vomiting into your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So like, did your wife bring your child in to say hi or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We just gone live. Like, if this had happened 30 seconds sooner, the starting soon sign would be up, and no one would have seen it.
No.
So we go live, and he comes in. She's like, give daddy a kiss. He's starting D&D, you know. I'm like, okay, sweet. So he just leans in, and on camera, you can see his, like, face cover up mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It disappears. There's just white everywhere. And I'm just, like, wrangling my headphones. I'm like, and, like, crawl out of the room.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, it's like... fucking out of there. And it's funny.
Can we watch this now?
I'll send it to you. The important part is my son likes to kiss with his mouth open. Oh, and yeah. So I had my mouth open, and there was some transfer. Yeah,
it's funny. Well, somebody had
that's fucking gross.
That's not the part that killed me though. It was his wife hanging out at the door laughing. Oh yeah, her she ass was laughing.
That was great. That was awesome. But it's like much like this. Somebody had tweeted this photo at me this week, and it was a picture of one of those like old school cap guns. With the cap roll tape on it.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And you would just, mm-hmm. you know, yep. just pull the roll out, or it would feed the roll.
Yeah, it would feed and roll. And, like, those had a very distinctive smell that, exactly, like, just, like, exactly. Oh, that's my childhood. Like,
I could smell this photo. I could smell Elmer Fudd's clip. Like, yep. That sour, like, just uh-huh. milk. Oh, gosh.
I couldn't wash my hands enough, man. It was...
Oh, that was great.
Late, like, an hour and a half later, I go to, like, rub my nose. I'm like, oh, it's still there. Oh.
Yeah, my youngest, he stopped kissing with his mouth open, but he would say, Dad, I'm going to give you a wedding kiss. And he'd just, like, come in like that. Like, dude, like... I don't know. I that didn't happen at my wedding, buddy. but yeah, that was pretty funny. And you know, I was listening to episode of Hoot Dog not too long ago, and I might have messaged you, Gunbait, about how you guys were talking about being on the Podclash, and I think Elmer, you were on that show as well, and mm-hmm. about how just about being involved with it and. I don't know. It kind of affected me hearing you talk about it, because I remember how it was like the first time we were asked to be involved in something like that, and you know, kind of like just starting. I mean, you guys are both like what, around like episode 30, 31, something 31. Like that.
31.
Yeah. Because you started like it's like a week apart. You guys basically started. Your like your two shows. Is that are they?
That
it was.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't mean to step on your toes, Elmer, but I think what it was is...
Oh, shit, they're going to fight. They're going to fight.
No.
We're gonna listen here, Gunbait, all right?
but basically, I think we started in about like late September, mm-hmm. early October, and right around January, I believe it was, there was kind of a lull period in Destiny where we just decided, hey, you know, we're going to take a break. We were kind of trucking along and there wasn't much going on. And a lot of the clan, you know, it was just 1 week, but a lot of the clan hadn't really done much that week. So we're like, we'll just take a break this week. Mm-hmm. It's right after Christmas. We're all exhausted. So, but we came back and then I probably right around that time, I was actually listening to Just Some Guardians and, settle down, boy. and noticed that they were actually all, you know, they were all also right around the same episode numbers. And then I think somewhere around they took a week off, and then we just kind of matched up, and we've been kind of parallel with each other since.
Yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, so you were, you know, you had been talking about like being involved and how it was, you know, you guys were, you know, so I guess so excited to be involved in that. And
yeah,
and that's and I'm glad that you guys were involved in that, too, you know, because I feel like there were, I don't know, I'm not calling anybody out or anything, but, you know, I think no, no, because I think everybody was involved. You know what I mean? But I it's nice that some, I don't know how to say this. Well, who the fuck cares? You know, some people may be too big for their britches, basically, you know, and we're all just talking into a microphone in our basements or in our spare bedrooms or closets or whatever. You know what I mean? So we're, you know, we're all just people, and I'm glad that everybody got to take part in that. And it was, you know, it was awesome, even though we got our asses handed to us. Actually, no, we didn't. Just one match we got our asses handed to us.
Yeah, we had destroyed one, and then, like, the other two were really, really close.
Yeah.
We got our asses handed to us every single match, so don't even worry about it. It's all good.
And we lost by a total of 3 points.
Ours was pretty close. Ours was, like, two. It was, like, two or three for us, too. If we would have beat them on Javelin 4, we would have had them.
Yep. Yeah. Oh,
God. Yeah. Damn you,
I blame. I also blame you, Justin.
Okay.
I blame me.
It's all right.
I blame you too. Yes.
I blame Boo.
I don't blame me.
All right. I suddenly feel heavily out of place here because I mean we did actually win our first round.
Oh.
Don't mean to drop that one on you guys, but we were totally expecting. Well, that up again. We were totally expecting, I think, the way we were talking the night before, and I mentioned this on the podcast too, that we actually met up, I think it was probably right around 3 a.m. the night before, and we're going through everybody else's stats, who the possible players could be on the other team, and it was just a whole like hour of us going, oh shit, and you know, it's like, well, good luck tomorrow, guys. And, you know, and we, you know, the rest is history, but they put up a really valiant effort. I mean, you know, we lost our first match, but we won the last two rounds. We were not expecting to win the survival match at the end. Yeah. We thought, oh, these guys have got to be, you know, they've been competitive and all that. They've got to be, they're going to just steamroll us. So we were going to be, you know, happy that we just beat them in one round, in one match.
That one was the last match was no radar, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, and I totally forgot the ground started. I was like, all right, there. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough. It was rough.
I totally get that though. Cause, the night before ours, Scary and I were watching clips of Log Power Slave and from their Twitch channels and Real Time Sloth. We're like, oh man, he's pretty good with that Time War Inspire. And, got to make sure Log doesn't get close because he seems like he's not the greatest shot, but real good up close. We're just back and forth in Discord. We're like, did you see this part?
And meanwhile, yeah, like, research. I think like the night before, a couple days before, I was playing with Mark Square and Unilala and who else? Like Sentinel Dad. And I was like, guys, we got this in the bag. We got this one. Not because they're bad. It's just, I don't know. Mark is funny. He's just like going around like, hey, Hatchy Dave, catch my rocket. And like trying to blow him up. It's like, oh, they're messing around like this. We got him. And,
right. We didn't put his try-hard pants on and I heard he did really well. Mark did.
Hey, he's a hell of, they're all a hell of a player.
May I say, the best hair in the biz.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah,
yep, yeah. Agreed.
No one's against that.
That's amazing.
Hey guys, why don't we get into a little stuff here?
All right.
You ready?
Sure.
Color me interested.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, big.
Oh, shit. That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
So toxic.
But yeah, video games, guys. I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking I'm going to main PS4 for Forsaken. And in thinking about that today, I think I'm going to start... Oh, it pains me to say it. I think I'm going to start other characters, because I only have the Titan in there.
Oh, what are you saying?
What? You don't need anything else.
I know, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I want to have options, and there's a bit of a lull for the next month or so. I don't see myself doing Faction Rally again. I'm not doing all of that again.
What about the moments of triumph?
Well, yeah, but that's once you got that on one character. I mean, I could squeeze that in, but I'm saying, like, if for like an hour a day, I could bust out an hour's worth of story or a mission every day or something like that on some other characters. I think I could do it, but it's just going to be painful. On the other hand, I thought about maybe having my kids run it for me.
Wow, yeah, that worked.
That's why you have them.
So that's what Scary does.
Oh, it's a great idea. Oh, man, I tell you, that's Scary.
He's got like a million of them.
He's got it all figured out. Like he said, he's living in 2025, that guy.
Man.
How was your week in video games, gentlemen?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. I've been taking a step back from Destiny because I know I'm going to know life Forsaken.
Yeah.
So I've been, actually this week I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn, trying to finish that up.
Oh, really?
Ooh, nice.
Oh, shit. That's right. It's 20. I wonder if it's still $20. It was last week and I never bought it.
Oh, you should. It's really good.
Yeah. I've played probably about 8 hours of it, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not a really good indication of that because, you know, is that 8 hours of just doing the main story or is that like 8 hours of, oh, hey, here's a side quest. Let me go get lost for an hour trying to do it.
It was just 8 hours of me watching her hair blow in the wind.
Oh, my God. The graphics are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Are you playing that on a PlayStation Pro or just the standard PlayStation?
Standard. I wish I had a Pro for that game. Ugh.
Yeah.
It would look real good.
But I've been jumping into your stream as you may know, but I jump in when I can. Most of the time I have a little daughter running around here, but when I can, it's been actually refreshing to watch your streams as you're doing other games. I know, was it last week you were doing Devil May Cry? And well, you've been doing a whole, going through all the renditions of that, haven't you?
Yeah, I played 3 and 4. I started 1 and it was way too hard. And I was like, I don't want to bang my head against a wall and stream for like 4 hours on one boss. So I moved on. And then I, after Horizon Zero Dawn, I still have to do the Bioshock Collection and Mass Effect Andromeda. And then I'm caught up.
Nice.
I'm wondering, I've been seeing all these tweets lately from the Anthem people. Does anybody know when are they doing a beta anytime soon? I'm imagining probably anything like during the fall or Christmas.
Probably. I haven't seen an official drop for like we're doing a beta here, but they are starting to slowly go like, look, here's gameplay. Here's how this is going to work. And they're just slowly roll. I think they're doing it smart. They're like, here's what this is like, and then see what the feedback is and go, never mind, we lied. That's not how this is. Like
this. Oh, sorry. That's old good stuff. Yeah, but I saw tonight somebody had posted, I guess, extras, the, you know, whatever you're going to get with the super special mega digital edition. And the javelins look pretty sweet. Like, I hope that game is what everybody thinks it's going to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if it is, I could definitely see playing the shit out of that game. Looks gorgeous.
I want it to be good so bad.
Yeah. But I don't want to get into it and be like, oh, man, like, this is...
What have I done?
What game was, like... trying to think. There was a game that I was super excited about and got into, and it was crap. Well, No Man's Sky. That was one. But that's not really... You can't really compare those two. But it looks pretty cool. I'm down with that. Another thing that I saw this week is a picture of that... That Forsaken auto rifle. Holy shit. Oh, that thing looks awesome.
It's got with the four barrels.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hold on.
That looks so stupid. That thing looks so dumb.
Shooting different directions. It shoots ahead of you and to your right and left. And
what?
I don't understand. Yeah, it's an area of effect gun.
It's that episode of The Simpsons when Homer designs the car, except it's a gun.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like, add another barrel. Add another one. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like when Moe's like, and that's how you can turn one gun into four.
With a few simple modifications. And it's five, by the way.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I thought I had it saved in my bookmarks. Oh, shit. Maybe I took a picture of it. Maybe that is it. Because I wanted to see. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're still talking about the gun, right?
Yeah, we're still talking about the... Oh shit, that's my dick. Hold on.
Listeners won't see it. You can chill. It's cool.
Is it called Cerberus Plus One? Is that how you say it?
Cerberus.
Okay, you say Cerberus, I say Cerberus. It looks pretty
dog
awesome.
Of hell.
Yep. Three-headed dog.
Plus one.
Yeah. So that
ends the plus one. That's what it is. Oh
my gosh, it looks amazing. I love it already.
Are they going all Greek on us now? And have like the Hades rocket launcher.
Oh my gosh. Off topic, I found another picture of something that I wanted to bring up on the show. I didn't. This doesn't fit in fun.
God.
Colony spiders can smell your wiener. No. it says there's a man who claims to have traveled to an alternate dimension in which the Beatles never broke up. He brought back a tape of the Beatles songs no one in this dimension has ever heard.
Yo, they still got tape in the other dimension?
That's right. Well, this is like
pretty fucked up.
I don't know what year this
is. CDs never existed because the Beatles never broke up.
The name of the album is The Beatles, Everyday Chemistry.
track, that doesn't sound right.
Track. Here's where I think things fall apart. Track one is four guys. Track two, talking to myself. Oh my gosh, it's like Fringe. He went into the other. Oh man, what if they had touched on that? That would have been awesome. But
this show I need to go back and rewatch.
I'm telling you, they need to put it back on Netflix. I don't know where it's at.
Oh, it's not longer on Netflix.
No, it is not. Or else I would be watching it right now, not podcast.
Never seen it.
I'd slowly watch it on repeat.
The Fringe cast.
The Fringe cast, yeah. I haven't really been playing much this week besides Destiny. And, yeah. It was kind of fun to go into Destiny 1 the other night, though. That was...
Yes, it was.
Especially Destiny 1 on PlayStation.
I have absolutely nothing.
I had no idea what I was going to find.
Oh, and I had everything.
And I didn't find much.
We did a bunch of character deletion goals, right?
We did.
Yeah. And Dan and Moon and everybody's like, let me move my guns over. I'm like, fuck it. Because I was also drunk by that point. And I deleted my Titan who had like Palindrome on it and my Legendary Fatebringer. Stuff you can't get back, you know?
Well, you can get back, but just not easily.
Well, yeah. I'd have to actually go raid again to get that Fatebringer.
Yeah, I didn't get... Did you guys get anything in the raid last night?
I got the boots. Shotgun like three times. Oh, it's like, hey, you need another found verdict. Because, you know, a light level 130 found verdict, that's what you need.
Yep. I got one of those and two of the arms.
I got two boots at the same time. What the fuck is that? Like, two boots popped up at the very end when we killed Atheon. But I was thinking, like, all these people are like, Destiny 2 is too easy, and this is for noobs. It's pretty awesome when you get a gun and just everything is unlocked. Like, I went in there, and I was like, shit, like, I don't have any perks on anything because I didn't unlock anything. I didn't have...
I forgot how big the damn perk tree was for the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went in and looked at my Titan, and I'm like, it's not even that unlocked. And I'm like, damn, I have, like... 40 nodes to unlock still for a striker. I guess I'm not running that character, but I mean, it's like there's a lot to unlock on this.
Yeah. Feels good. because I mean, nothing I was using last night had fully unlocked anything.
Yep. So, like, how many motes do I have?
I had like 100 motes, but then I was like, shit, do I need to go farm some worm spore before we start this raid?
Yeah, you see, okay, that there's some element. I was, when me and Stu were playing before the podcast, and it's like, the games do play differently, because I was using my hunter on there because that's all I really had that was worth it. Mm-hmm. And I swear, the jump was dramatically different. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yep. Holy hell, different. But it's also one of those planetary materials actually meant something. Mm-hmm. You know, gaining levels so you got more motes of light meant something. Not just, oh, a little package so I can get some from Tess. And it's like, I kind of missed that. You know, oh, I got this new gun. Okay, well, now I have to work to get it fully leveled so I could use it. There is some of that that's...
I don't miss it. After last night, I do not miss that one bit.
The only thing I miss is how hand cannons feel, because Fatebringer felt so good.
I didn't have Fatebringer, but I was using my palindrome last night, and that
felt... Yeah, my palindrome. I used it, and it's like, yes, this is much better, because... You actually hit something with it.
Another thing that felt really good was heavy ammo synth. That was
awesome. Oh my! I told you when we were loading in, I was looking, like, I just saw my inventory heavy ammo synth and got all tingly.
Or better yet, juggler isn't activated at all times.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was interesting, and like being able to have a shotgun in that slot. I mean, less than 65 it's days, we're going to be able to put shotguns wherever we want them. Ooh, that sounds kind of hot.
Yeah.
but yeah, it was fun last night. It was kind of nice going back. I don't know if it's something I want to do all the time. And
I won't anymore. I don't have anything. I deleted it all.
You deleted it all?
Not all of it, but like I don't play anything but Titan, and my Titan's gone. So. Oh, wow. About to go play a hunter or a warlock? Come on.
Well, I deleted the Titan, and I only had a warlock and a Titan, and the Titan is the one that I started after my warlock, because I only had the warlock on there forever. Kind of like now, where like Xbox, I had everything, and then I would have like the redheaded stepchild over on PlayStation, and so yeah, so my Titan like really, really didn't have a whole lot, but so I just transferred everything over. I was like, fuck it. Oh, I care. Get rid of this. Get rid of this guy. I'll start another one. Never. What do we do? And yeah, we played a little bit. We played some Destiny the other night. They're doing the 3x. Well, it'll be over by the time this podcast comes out, but the 3x XP in Crucible is pretty sweet. I think if I play tonight, which I am, I could reset. I'm going to reset my Valor. So that's pretty awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's been there. Like,
dude, it's a lot of XP, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I forgot that was happening. I did a match the other day, and I was like, what's happening? It's a bar.
I know. I'm kind of upset because that means more people are going to get the Marine, and I really like the Marine. It's a super good gun. Yeah, I like that gun a lot. But, yeah, I digress. Anybody else? Anything before we move on here?
No, I pretty much I did my weeklies last Tuesday, on Tuesday night on Xbox. I did a little bit of them on PlayStation the next night, and that's it. I didn't really have too much time to game this week. Just kind of putzed around anytime that I would get on or would watch Netflix. So, yeah. Shitty week on my part for video games.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll survive.
You know what? We'll make this week count. I promise.
Yeah.
Will we? I don't know, man. I'm looking at my schedule at work, and I'm like, fuck. So that's true. Oh, that's actually my week. That's a quote from exactly how I exactly what it is. Fuck.
Yeah, that's like me at work. You know, the other guy took a different job, so instead of two people doing the job, it's only one. And they were going to hire another person, and they decided, hey, we're going to think about reorganizing this. So even though that person's approved, you can't hire him yet. We're going to put that on freeze for a month. And it's like, but my amount of work doesn't stop. So
yeah, I didn't play video games.
Okay. All right.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, DTP Housekeeping, get this out of the way real quick. We have a website. It is dadtalespodcast.com. And when you go there, you could find things that are never updated. You could find link to our Discord. Please join us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you. Love to get to know who you are, what you're thinking, where your head's at. So drop by. And you can also find a link to our Patreon. And, and we also have a sponsor, and that's Gamersubs.gg. Use the promo code DTP for 10% off your order. We have some people that were recently, if you haven't listened to us before, we work really closely with the R&D team over at Gamersubs. And so we put it out to our listeners to try some flavors here. And you too, if you are part of that, you can feel free to hashtag MyGGFlavor if you have a flavor that that you like. I have some here, guys. Do you mind if I share them with you?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. At Tony Death says, did I do this one? That is last week. Never mind. He didn't say anything this week. Bit Dead says he'd love to see turtle meat and stinging nettle flavor.
That was also last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, it's 4 days ago.
Oh.
Drafty likes warm beer and gym sweat. Was that last week too? Can't be.
No.
Nope.
No.
No, that sounds fresh.
Oh, it's so
not really. Not really.
And then our good buddy Chuck Olympic says he likes tapioca fry bread and smoked paprika. Smoked paprika boob sweat.
Paprika?
I'm surprised you didn't say pizza.
Paprika. So those are some great flavors, guys. Baroque, did you get anything in this week from the R&D team?
Yeah, they decided to try a new thing. Instead of just doing two flavor mashup, they sent me a three flavor mashup.
No way.
Ham, banana, and hollandaise sauce.
Oh, ham, banana, hollandaise. That sounds amazing. Yeah. Very nice. Savory.
Savory.
Yeah.
It's funny because they heard it was coming on, so they sent me one to try.
Oh, okay. That's pretty thoughtful.
Amazing.
Whoa, yeah. Me too.
Hot ham water.
Ooh.
Nice.
I like that. It'll go with
salty.
This is an interesting coincidence, but guys, they also sent me one too.
Gutbait, get out of here. This is absolutely unprecedented. Go ahead.
No,
what was it?
When I was invited to come out, I was just surprised that they instantly sent it to me, but it was orange juice and toothpaste.
Really?
Delicious.
Oh, I love that. I love that combination. Mm.
So I can't believe that they can afford to send this many people free samples. This is ridiculous.
I know. The money on postage alone.
Right? It's nuts. It's out of control. So I got in the mail. I'm looking at the bottle. I was skeptical at first.
Okay.
But good Lord. Peanut butter and jelly and ranch dressing, it just did it for me.
You know what? Now you're talking. That's
right there.
That is, I can get on board with that.
As you should.
Yeah. Stu, anybody send you one this week?
Yeah, I've been in close contact with a few of the senior reps at the company, but you guys have already gone through a lot of some of the stuff that's been in the pipeline. So I think I'm going to hold a few of these back until next week. Okay. I don't want to spill the beans on everything right now.
Well, there was one they told me that's coming out next week, and it is it's an exclusive flavor. So I'm gonna let everybody know now. They gave me a press release. They said that I could talk about it, and it's cheese fry poison oak.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, it's everything, nice. and it tingles when it goes down.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not the gamer subs, my penis, because after I drink it, I immediately get a rock hard erection, and then it tingles when it goes down, based on. But yeah, that's what we have. Thanks so much.
I need a case of that.
Yeah. So if you guys have a flavor that you like, you know, hit the hashtag MyGGFlavor. Moving on, gentlemen. Actually, something I want to talk about here. I saw something very important tonight, and I think that I need to address it. Thank you, and welcome to the DTP News Desk. Update on the Thai soccer players trapped in the cave. I don't know if you guys are
following. Yo, that is fucked up, man. What? That is seriously fucked up. Story.
No, I know.
So messed up.
I haven't actually heard about this at all. You haven't heard about this?
Okay. Oh my god.
So is this a DTP exclusive?
I wouldn't say it's a DTP exclusive.
Your time is now, Jess.
But if you haven't heard about this, basically there are these the soccer team, primarily made up of like 11 to 16 year old boys in Thailand, and their coach, I think the coach is like 25. I think there's 12 of these boys in total. So they were having a picnic and they went exploring in these caves. It's the rainy season there. So the cave started filling up with water and then they were trapped. As it started raining more and more, they've had to move further and further back into these caves.
Geez.
To the point that if they're going to get rescued, it takes the divers approximately 3 to 5 hours. I've heard 3 hours. I've heard 5 hours. So I'm going to say 3 to 5 hours to get to them by divers. And there has actually these rangers have actually died trying to get to them. This guy died last week. He ran out of air on the way back. So they have gotten four of them out, and they've managed to get down to them some water, some of those Mylar blankets. They're pretty much just huddled. And so what they were thinking is that it was probably going to take them at least, months, like almost two months to get to these boys. And who comes to the rescue? Elon Musk. I just read this tonight. Shit. Fucking Elon, dude, this guy, I tell you what, this guy is just working on some next level shit all the time.
Hell yeah.
And so his team developed this, it's a one man submarine. And I don't mean like a submarine that's like, you know, has propellers on it and shit like that. It's basically it looks like a torpedo almost, but it's you can fit air tanks onto it and it can be pressurized and you could fit one person inside of it. And so they showed pictures of them testing it out in a pool in Los Angeles, and it was actually a tube. It was going to be part of their I forget the name of the rocket that they're sending up.
SpaceX.
Yeah. It's part of SpaceX, but I forget the name of the actual rocket that they're sending. But anyway, so it's the tube was part of that, right? Part of the goes to those rockets, but they've worked on it and they've made this thing so one guy can fit inside of it. So they're actually, I don't know how old the story was, but at that time they said that they were flying some of their engineers and this thing out to these kids, out to Thailand to try and get these kids out of this cave. So if they can take this thing one at a time and go bring them back in this tube. Now, watching the person get out of this tube made me I don't know if you guys get claustrophobic, but I get super, super claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. And just being, because the guy came out, he was in this tube. It was six foot tall, so like an 11 or 16 year old kid can fit in this. But he came out and he was like this inside of it, like couldn't really move, and they had to like pull him out, like slide him out.
Oh wow.
But I just thought that was really interesting, and I thought.
But so you could fit one person, like just barely exactly. One person.
So there's not.
So they're gonna get this. Is it like unmanned? This ship?
Well, no.
Is it remote controlled or
no?
What?
No. It has to be. It has two divers are gonna go along with it. It's basically a conveyance. So can ferry these kids back and forth out of this cave. Because these kids aren't divers.
Yeah, I was going to say, how the hell are they going to navigate? Here you go, Timmy. Go for it.
They've rescued four of them, and I think that they got them with diving equipment. And I'm really not quite sure. I don't know. I tried to look up more facts in the story to provide them on our first ever inaugural Dad Tales news exclusive. Hold on. Exclusive. Not really an exclusive because it's out there and this is coming out on Wednesday. But I thought it was, I mean, like, I've been following the story and I thought it was worth bringing up. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's like, you know, the miners in, where was that? In Chile? The Chilean miners? Yeah, gosh, have you guys ever seen that movie?
No.
I think it was called like The 33 or something like that. But I don't know. It's just a crazy story. And I thought, like, fucking Elon Musk to the rescue. Here we go. This guy is just, he's next level. So I hope they get all these kids out. Because like I said, I mean, they're thinking that they don't know what the air quality is like. And I'm not quite sure how they're getting information down to them. But they're apparently down far enough where they're not drilling to get them out. And they've showed like this cave system. And it's like, I mean, it's like up and it's down. And just it's just filled with water at this point. So it's pretty crazy stuff. I hope they get those kids out of there because it's, I can't imagine being one of their parents.
No, that'd be crazy. But you said that and like, that's Elon Musk to rescue. And I'm like, man, I thought he was going to have like a Bond villain style, like, you know, tunneling machine. Just seriously, out of everybody
I've
in the
been
world.
I've working on this thing. You'll see about it soon.
He Elon Musk, does he not company. Seem like he could be a Bond villain? Like, just, you know, he's like an upstand business thing, but in the back of the mind, he's like, I'm going to destroy the world.
They do have the Boring Company as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an ironic name, but they do actually have like machinery that bores holes into the earth.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Huh.
That is pretty wild. Yeah, but I couldn't imagine being the parents of those boys and having your kids stuck down there. It's like, first thing I'm going to tell Dylan, like, do not go in any caves ever anywhere. So, how'd you guys like to do some Guardian's Choice?
Let's do it.
All right, bring it.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
The body's ready.
If this is your first time listening to Dad Tales Podcast, we have a little segment here called Guardian's Choice, and that is where I'm going to provide everybody else on the show with a couple questions that, and they have to decide which one, scenarios, which one they would choose. I will open the floor for questions immediately after I give you the choices, and I can close the floor for questions at any time. So, and you're free to ask questions after, like I said, after I read these. Gentlemen, would you rather live in a world where our national currency is French onion soup, but you have extra taste buds in your butthole? Or you live in an amazing treehouse, but you also live in a world where bears can become invisible? The floor is open for questions.
Yeah, I got a question.
Sure, go ahead, Stu.
Do you honestly think anybody's going to take the first one?
Well, it's not like bears are invisible all the time.
Like, just by virtue of having taste buds in your asshole, that's like, that's a no for me, dog.
I'm pretty adventurous, but I have.
Well, you can now honestly always say then, you know, better tasting in than out. I mean, always.
Yo, this food tastes like shit. Buddy, you got no idea, man.
Just wait a little bit.
Let me tell you, I made this choice once.
Dude, you don't know. You don't know.
I have no idea. I'm going to wait.
Like how
you have
how
no
phrase
idea
it
how
as,
it's going to taste. Go ahead,
I like how you phrase it as
I got
extra
a very
taste
good idea.
Your butthole.
Yeah, like you already
as if you already had some.
Sorry, you guys don't have taste buds in your butthole? I just have extras. If you guys need some, I have some extras.
Extra butthole taste buds.
I got no other questions. So yeah. You guys don't go nuts. You guys,
is there a secret option?
No.
Is there any kind of technology that allows these bears to become invisible, or is it just like?
Sorry, Steve. Ask your question again because I pulled out my headphone cords.
Is there any technology the bears use to become invisible, or is it just like natural ability?
Yeah, it's a special tricorder that they use.
Okay.
Their flip sounds like.
It was developed at Bear HQ.
Bear HQ. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm good. I have my answer.
Yeah. I think it's obvious.
Oh, wow. This is.
I mean, you can't make it two bad things. Like, nobody wants to lug around a thermos full of French onion soup just so that.
Yeah.
What the hell am I buying with this soup?
I think this week's Guardian's Choice says a lot more about me than it does anybody else.
I think the only reason I would choose the first option is that I would be investing in measured to go cups.
It's a good business model for something. Hey,
we're going out tonight. You guys got any more ramekins? I gotta leave a tip.
It is well documented on the show how much you love French onion soup. We get it. Apparently he loves it.
You could pick a different flavor soup, like tomato or anything. No, it's always French onion.
He loves it so much he wants to taste it twice.
I think that's probably it. You guys didn't even ask any questions about like the treehouse or anything. Like, this is like an amazing,
completely irrelevant.
A dope treehouse is a dope treehouse.
Yeah. Invisible bears
thing.
Or not.
Yeah.
I think at this point I'm just trying to sell you on having taste buds in your body. Which honestly shouldn't be that hard.
If you can
the choice isn't that hard. No one wants butthole taste buds.
Do you like quilted northern? Nah, I don't like the taste of that. I like Charmin. I like Charmin. It doesn't have an aftertaste.
Oh boy!
All right. Well, I guess I really
unanimous invisible bears.
That was one of the best Guardians choices ever.
Invisible bears. You could be like getting out of your car, and there's an invisible bear.
You're looking at this the wrong way. I get to now be like the Predator with like the infrared mask all the time to make sure there ain't no damn bears out there.
Also, my question confirms that they use a device, so you could. If it was a natural ability, that would have been more scary than them using a device. You just set up a sting operation to take out the device.
That kind of implies that the bear is smart enough to operate this electronic device. Did they get like opposable thumbs all of a sudden? Like, now we got some real problems.
Well, the one I'm thinking of, Stu, is smarter than the average bear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Hey, Thanks, folks. I'll be here all weekend.
Let's get some beginning of baskets.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Tasting my shit, that just sounds not fun.
That sounds crappy.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right, let's move on. What else we got?
All right, guys. So, we're going to bring back a little something. Damn it, I don't have any... I don't have any intro music for it, but I feel like I should. I need some. But I will get some. Fan favorite, Disaster Piece Theater.
Oh, yeah.
So that is when we split up into teams. And I've been waiting to do this one when we have like a lot of people on here. And tonight is the night. We bring it back. We've split up into three teams of Stu and Baroque, Gunbait and Elmer Fudd. And I, JC Jesse, and Xanafan 711. Who wants to go first? And so they're going to do a scene, or each pair is going to do a scene, and then we have to guess what movie it is. Who would like to go first? I'm going to start calling on people.
Why don't you go first then?
Okay, we will go first.
We can go first. I'm down with that.
Damn right, you're going to go first.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
You start it.
No, you start it. That's your line first.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You want to see something cool that only three people have seen? Okay, open your eyes. See that black smudge right there on the blade?
Yeah.
Look at it closely. Pretty recognizable signature.
No.
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Why did you... I fucked up because I've... Never mind. Good. Why do you have Randy Jackson's autograph on a martial arts weapon?
I bumped into him, and all I had was this sword. And you're not going to not get Randy Jackson's autograph.
I would have done the same thing. Now, do you want to see something really cool?
Of course.
Turn off the lights. Industrial strength night vision goggles.
Holy Santa Claus shit. Can you imagine if we had these when we were 12?
Even better, we got them when we're 40.
Wrong way. You know, it's amazing. They're not even noticeable on your face.
Right?
Yeah. I can't believe I've been living here for 2 weeks. And I'm walking around this place thinking I've got a huge doucher for a stepbrother.
Keep going.
You waiting for the page to load?
Let's play a game, all right? On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three. Velociraptor. All right.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
Good housekeeping. If you were a chick, who's the one guy you sleep with? John Stamos. What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup. End scene.
Wow. Good job, guys. Good job. Good job. That's really good.
Should I call an audible, Steve? I'm sorry. I thought that was me. We fucked up. I fucked up. Steve, you did a great job.
The sad part is the fact that Xanathan kind of sounds like Napoleon Dynamite through that whole thing.
Yes.
All right.
I was waiting for him to call you a fat lard.
Do you need a guess?
No. Curly-haired fuck. That's my favorite line in that movie.
I know.
You're just a curly-haired fuck.
They had your dad.
Step Brothers, fantastic film.
Oh, my great, God. So great. When I got to Step Brothers, I was like, shit, I have to say the name of the movie.
Uh-huh. I tried to find the scene where the dad and Dale are talking, and he's like, so, what if I get out of the shower and Nancy sees me? I got a nice bead. I swear somebody's got. I got a nice bead going from my chest all the way down to my ball fro. She said, "I've had the bull. Now I want the calf." And the dad's like, "Shut the fuck up, Dale." So good. All right.
Baroque, you want to go?
Sure.
All right, you're gonna kick it off from where we discussed.
Yes.
All right.
Jazz?
All right. Start whenever.
Jazz?
The fuck do you want?
I'm John Beckwith. I'm friends with Jeremy Gray.
Oh, God damn it. Why didn't you say so? Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing. Have a seat. Yeah. God damn it. I almost nunchucked you. You don't even realize.
Ouch, yeah. Is this your place?
No. I live with my ma.
Oh.
Yeah. You hungry? Hey, ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite to eat right before I came over. Thank you. Jeremy. Boy, he...
Yeah, J-Bone.
Yeah, J-Bone is, believe it or not, he's getting married.
What? What an idiot. Oh, what a loser. Good. More for you and me.
I gotta go.
Hey, babe, yeah. You do whatever you have to do.
Thanks.
Okay, be strong. I'm just living the dream.
That's unbelievable. Oh, man, I feel like, wow. It's like I come over, I don't know what to expect. I gotta be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm gonna get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom, and it's like, you still got it. Look at her, just living the dream. I love it. I'll have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
Ew. You want some, honey?
Yes.
Hey,
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! What is she doing? I have no idea what she's doing back there.
I think we're going to end the scene right there. How many more times can we really say the word meatloaf and not, you know?
So good. Oh, that's so funny. What is she doing back there? I don't even know what she's doing back there. I love when he's like, I just almost nunchucked you, bro.
I just love that. It's the most random thing. Like, you want some meatloaf? Hey, Ma!
We ended the scene too early because when he starts talking about how horny chicks are at funerals and stuff,
oh my god,
not even fair.
The best one, he's at the funeral with Owen Wilson and he's like consoling the widow, and he looks over and he's like
grinding her.
We didn't even get to that line. Yeah, yeah. Dude died in a hang gliding accident. What an idiot!
I fucking knew. I knew it was coming.
I'm hang gliding, honey. Take a good picture. I'm dead.
I told my wife. I said, at some point tonight when we record, I'm gonna be doing this scene, so I might be yelling about meatloaf. And I shit you not, I just got a text message. You need to be fucking quiet. I can hear you yelling upstairs.
No. It'd be funny if she was like, we don't have any fucking meatloaf.
Do you want meatloaf? ? And send.
Wink. Winky emoji.
Winky face.
All right, fellas. Are you guys ready?
I believe we are.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, I'm ready.
La 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 la.
Okay.
Oh, shit, they're doing vocal warm-ups. We didn't do any of
it. Wow.
You seen my pecker?
What?
You seen my pecker?
Hey, you son of a bitch, I kicked your ass.
Hey, take it easy, Smokey.
This fucking pervert just came on to Nance.
Right, just be cool. He looks like he's not all there, you know what I mean?
What's going on here? Are you all right?
Mary, you seen my baseball?
No, I haven't seen your baseball. Jeez, Warren, you know you're not supposed to leave the yard by yourself.
You know him?
He's my brother.
Oh, I didn't realize he was, you know.
And see?
Damn.
I have no idea.
That's so...
I guess had like voices and shit going there. That was, off. That was fantastic.
God, that was not a disaster.
We're not having you guys on next time we do this. That was too good.
Damn. Now I feel bad for trying.
I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank here, guys. That was really good, though.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Oh, shucks.
Broke.
What is it?
Broke, do you know?
He's thinking.
It sounds really familiar.
I know.
Let's read out the first word in character, but okay. Let's read out the first phrase, Elmer.
Oh, the very first one?
Yeah.
Okay. You seen my pecker?
And then read off the last phrase for the gentleman that he says.
Oh, all right. I'm with you now.
I'm like, Mary, seen my baseball?
Oh, something about Mary.
Very good.
There we go. It was that thing where it's like, I know this, but I cannot picture what it is.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Thank you.
Good job, everybody. Great. Whoa. Great disaster piece theater. You can catch that in another 3 months.
Just as a second update, my wife replied to my text asking if she wanted meatloaf. Meatloaf? Excuse me. Shut the fuck up. So that's what I got. I guess that means no. She does not.
All right. Her loss. All right, guys. We're going to wrap things up tonight with Song of the Week. We have a playlist on Spotify, and that is Dad Tales playlist. Did I change it to? Question mark?
I don't think you have yet. It's still Dad Tales Podcast Playlist.
Okay, Dad Tales Podcast Playlist. And also, if you're on Spotify, you could find Dad Tales Podcast on Spotify. Yes, it's true. Go there. Listen to our playlist. Listen to our podcast. Whatever. Get crazy. But yeah. So every week we pick a song. Sometimes we have a theme. Sometimes we do not. This week we do have a theme. Last week people chose Sexy Time. And I think we were all a little bit disappointed that we didn't get to pick any monster ballads. So we just said, whatever, it's our show. We do what the hell we want around here. And we went with monster ballads. So that's what we're going with.
Yeah.
It's a true story. All right. Who would like to go first? Oh, me? Okay.
No, hey. Can I go first?
All right. Yeah, Stu, you can go first.
All right. Hang on. My song is... You said you already added yours to the list, right?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you saw it. I'm not gonna do that. You dick.
You go first, man.
I added... Shit, now I gotta go. Def Leppard, Bringing On the Heartbreak. Oh my gosh, whoa, that song. Love that song so much, and I'm very excited that they added Def, because Def Leppard wasn't on here like 2 months ago.
Oh.
So that is pretty good. Bringing On the Heartbreak brings back some memories of some heartbreaks that were brought on, you know? And it doesn't really open up any fresh wounds. But you know, they're in there. They're in there. Okay. Who else wants to go?
All right, I'll dive in there.
Okay, go ahead, Elmer.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite bands of all time. All
right.
I went with Scorpions, yeah. Wind of Change.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice. Down to Gorky Park. Mm. Listen to the wind of change.
Of change.
Take me.
I just teared up.
God, that's such a great fucking song.
Right? Hence the decision.
All right. Good choice.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to start calling on people.
Okay. I guess I'll go next. Okay. Go ahead. Since I started, I will go with... Is This Love by Whitesnake. And
you're damn right it's love.
As a child of the 80s and 90s, if you will, that the music video made also a quite the impression on me.
Tony
as
Katang?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Not only great that, time. Every time that ad came on TV for subscribe now to get monster ballads, I swear that was like the one song in the background.
Now,
every time.
Gun bait. I'm going to give you a decision here. Duplicate song.
No way. Okay, I have a backup.
Must have picked this already.
Okay, that's all right.
But we can get into it. Should've known better than left you all alone. Times like these, I can't make it on my own. Oh, God damn. Fucking David Coverdale. Am I right, guys? Jeez.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
All right.
As my backup, then... I figured that could be a possibility on that. My next option was going to be Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money.
There you go.
I actually had the option to see him on, it was Put-in Bay. It's a little island that's just north of me in Lake Erie. And I had a concert over there. And I've always loved that song.
Oh, it's so good. Just like Ronnie sang. Just like Ronnie sang. I always thought that he was saying, just like we're out of sight, but I didn't know it's just like Ronnie sang.
Okay. Oh, God.
That reminds
me. Yes, we're going to do that one.
Next week,
yeah.
I'll announce it now. Next week, we're going to do songs with lyrics that you get wrong, basically.
Oh, that's a fun one. That's a fun one.
We went over it when we were playing together the other night. We went over like a ton of them. We were laughing our asses off.
I can't wait. Nice.
Gosh. I have a good one for that, though, but...
Feel free to send it in.
Okay.
All right. Baroque?
Cool. I did have Whitesnake on there, but apparently that's just the popular choice. Okay. I'm going to go with NXS, Never Tear Us Apart.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yep. The Cure saxophone in there.
R.I.P. Nice. Dude, I remember. Oh, shoot. Whoops, no.
Hello.
See, the song's so good, even your computer wants to play it.
What year is that album? I got that album for Christmas. 1987. I got that tape for Christmas. And that's when tapes came in the big fucking box like this big.
The big cardboard thing, you'd have to take it out and be like...
Yeah. I got NXS, Kick, and Madonna, True Blue for Christmas, along with a variety of G.I. Joes. But I remember getting that for Christmas and listening to the shit out of that. All right.
Yeah.
Zany, what you got, buddy?
All right. I'm going with Heat of the Moment. Ooh, by Asia.
Nice. Mm. Great choice. Yeah. Supergroup Asia. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 237.
Literally no reason.
Yeah, I know. It was the heat of the moment. Gosh. Monster Ballads are so good. That CD was so good. When I had messaged it to Gunbait and Elmer, Elmer had sent the GIF. Because if you put in Monster Ballads in Giphy, it'll come up with like... A little bit of the commercial. For whatever reason, this guy is like skydiving.
Yeah.
And Monster Ballad CD is in the corner. And it was, shit, how much is it? It's like $20-some. It's like $29.95.
I think
$29.95. So, yeah. And if you order now, we'll send you Monster Ballad's remix.
And I looked it
an
up.
An additional 10 songs on an additional CD.
On eBay, it was going for like $5. So.
Oh.
Yeah. But still, great CD. My wife and I bought that. Man, we would sing that. We were living in Delaware, and we would drive from our house in Delaware up to Philadelphia and sing Monster Ballads back and forth all the time. But, guys.
Is that everybody?
Nope.
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 Stewie G?
No, I didn't go yet.
Oh, that's right. You faked me out at the beginning, you son of a...
Yes, that's right. I Remember You by Skid Row.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think that's probably one of my wife's favorite songs.
It had to be. Your wife has good taste. She married you.
She's a huge... Oh, thanks,
Mom. Oh, man.
Yeah. Huge Skid Row fan. But who isn't? Am I right? Jeez. Freaking so good. All right. Baroque. Do you want to do your question, and then we're going to
wrap it up?
All right, sweet.
All right. Elmer and Gunbait, we did have the discussion before. You've been warned, even though I'm pretty sure this was not on the top of your brain the entire episode.
Nope.
But...
Yeah, I forgot till just about now.
Yeah, that's what usually happens, even if we warn people. So it's always spur of the moment. But if they were ever make a Destiny movie, and I'm still hoping they do... But if they were to ever make this movie, who would you cast as your warlock, your hunter, and your titan?
I will defer to Mr. Elmer Fudd.
And I was about to defer to you, but here we go.
I deferred first.
All right. So for my titan...
I defer my college loans.
just for the swagger of the walk alone, I want John Wayne to be my titan.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh,
He did ask if they could be alive.
Yeah. That's...
Alive or dead. For my hunter, just because it goes with the whole Rolly thing, and I've been watching John Wick lately, I want to go with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good call. Like young Keanu Reeves or John Wick Keanu Reeves?
Oh, John Wick Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Not a Bill and Ted Keanu Reeves?
No, you hunters
just don't. And go, whoa!
Hunters don't get graced with that. And do I need to pick a warlock since I've literally never made one?
Yes, that's part of the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Man. It's also one of the most important characters, so yeah.
This is awkward. Well, for my warlock, then. I didn't think I needed to choose this because I've never made one. So here we go. I'm going to choose something random here. And sure, why not? Oh, no, actually, that'd be amazing. I want Sean Connery to be my warlock.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, him just popping out and yelling, no,
screw you,
exactly.
Yes. I'm going to stand back, guys. I'm going to tickle fingers at him.
That's not what your mother said, Trebek.
I'll play your game, you rogue.
Good call. Good call. All right.
Okay. I guess I'll go next. For my Titan, I chose Gary Busey.
Oh my gosh.
Because I could see him legitimately as like the Kool-Aid man just busting through a wall. Just, oh yeah. For my warlock, I kind of thought about this a little bit, but she's one of my favorite actresses. But Helena Bonham Carter, I thought that she can be just kind of weird.
I could see that. And, for sure.
And for my hunter, I chose Louis Anderson, the comedian.
Yeah, why not?
Your fire team.
I'm just going to send this tether over there.
That is a pretty fucked up fire team, I think. That is, that is just a mess.
But then the Gary Busey
Gary Busey can be just a havocing, like, the wall. Why? Because it looked at him the wrong way.
Because
Helen Bonham Carter looking in the middle, just kind of going, what the hell? And then Louis Anderson, like, huffing and wheezing because he double jumped.
Well, the Gary Busey Pappas could get together with Elmer's Johnny Utah over there and have some fun.
Throw these hammers, Pilgrim.
All right. Great choices, fellas.
Thank you.
That is going to wrap it up for us for tonight. Elmer Fudd, Gumbait101, thanks, guys, so much for joining us again tonight. We really appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Thanks for taking some time out to come hang out with us. Where could people, I guess, Gumbait, we'll start with you. Where could people find you at in your podcast if they were so inclined to do so?
Ah, thank you. Well, I am Gumbait101. You can find me on Twitter, Twitch, and PSN, all at the username Gumbait101. I'm also on PC as Gunbait101-1341. And then you can also find the all the links for Hoot Dog Radio, which is our podcast with the clan. You can go to hootdogradio.com. We are also on Twitter at twitter.com/hootdogradio.
We raided with McKingsley the other night.
That's correct.
Yeah, we had a good time. Nice. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he if you ever want to have a person that wants to raid all the time, he is your guy.
Well, that's the guy.
He hit me up the other night to do EP, and he was like, we got 7. And then, I was playing with Baroque, and we were waiting for Stu. I was like, shit, I really want to run.
God damn that, Stu.
That's a sexy message to get, too.
I was like, no, I'm with my boys, but if you have a third spot open, you know, I got 3. And he's like, well, if 3 opens up, then I'll let you know. But we just kind of got lost in our eyes, in our weeklies. So.
It's understandable.
But it was nice of him to message me. Elmer, how about you, man? Where can we find you and Just Some Guardians?
Well, thank you. Well, first off, Just Some Guardians, you can find us on Podbean and iTunes and everything. Just Some Guardians on Twitter at JSGCast. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Elmer Fudd Games, MMDD.
Awesome. You know, I really appreciate the Just Some Guardians G.I. Joe looking logo. And
yeah, it's badass.
Thank you. That was what we were initially going for our logo before we, it was just one of the things that we were trying out. And, By the time I got to Jay Howard, I don't know if we ever worked on it with Jay Howard or not, but this one guy was sending me stuff. I was like, I want it to look like this, thinking G.I. Joe, and instead it came back and we look like a fucking NBA team.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? But anyway, I'm glad that you guys pulled that off. It looks awesome.
Well, thank you.
And last but not least, XanaFan711, thanks so much for filling in on the Boost host duties. Speaking of duties, Boost, feel better, buddy. it's really bad. He was just texting me, and he's got his squatty potty, and he really needs it. So it's unfortunate.
Thank God he doesn't have extra taste buds.
Yeah, I can lend him some of mine. But thanks again for coming on with us and chilling. It was fun raiding last night and doing the charity thing.
Yeah.
Where can people find you at and your podcasts, I should say?
Oh, geez. Okay. So I'm XanaPan711 everywhere, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Barely a Destiny Show at Barely ADS, Lit Lore at Bads Lit Lore on Twitter, BarelyADS.com. They're in the same feed Monday nights at on Planet Destiny.
Sweet. You could find us on Twitter at Dad's Tales. You could find us on the internet, dadtalespodcast.com. Like I said before, you could find me at JC Jesse on Twitter and Baroque Reaper. How about you?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Stu?
At Stugatzo, STU_GATZZO. Just one real quick thing, because we've had Keanu Reeves pop up a lot as a response to that question.
Yeah.
No.
So stick with me here, because what if we go John Wick as the Titan,
ooh,
Neo obviously is the Warlock, mm-hmm, and 47 Ronin Keanu as the Hunter?
Wow.
Oh.
This guy can do it all, man.
He sure
all
can.
Keanu.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys. He pisses me off that the older he gets, the better looking he gets. Like,
no, seriously, even it's is not fair.
It's like cognac, man. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not. Speaking of him, like another person that gets like that, and I was like raging about it tonight with my wife. She wanted to watch Bridget Jones's Baby. Bridget Jones's Baby. Huh? It's like one of the, it's part of the Bridget Jones's Diary series, right? Yeah. And so I'm sitting there and watching.
I almost wanted us to pick a scene from Bridget Jones. Go on, sorry.
Did you really?
Yes, I really did. I was thinking of it. Oh, God. Not even kidding.
Do you have it prepared? You can do it right now.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
But anyway, so we're watching Bridget Jones's Baby, and Patrick Dempsey is in that. And I'm like, motherfucker, this guy, like, he just looks... He's even more handsome than he was like 20 years ago. Get the hell out of here, Patrick Dempsey. Anyway, I digress. I said that a lot tonight. What is that? What am I, like an English professor?
You're digressing all the time.
I'm digressing all over the place. Oh, my God.
Stick to the goddamn point.
Guys, I need some wipes. I just digressed all over my time.
Oh, it's in my eye.
But anyway, thanks again, guys. And everybody. Please, please be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Yeah. Hashtag stay fresh. Oh, Steve, you definitely filled in the boost role there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm on it.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Awesome. Definitely the best defendant here, so you don't have
anything to worry about there. I want to yell meatloaf again, but my wife will kill me.
Grown ups, motherfucker! Say hi to your dad!
Please clap.